Hey, content creators and aspiring writers. Today, we're diving into the reality of freelance content writing jobs in 2025. And honestly, the traditional job hunt is becoming a nightmare. But before we get into the chaos, if you're looking for a completely different approach that's working for smart writers, check out KindleRiches.com. We'll explain why this is changing everything for content writers.
Oh my gosh, thank you for bringing this up. I've been watching people spend months applying for content writing jobs, and it's honestly heartbreaking. The whole system seems designed to exhaust writers before they even get started.
Right? You see these job postings like remote content writer, $25 an hour, and think, hey, that's decent. Then you realize there are already 150 plus applicants, and they want a custom 500-word sample, your portfolio, 3 references, and a cover letter explaining your content strategy philosophy.
And don't even get me started on the entry-level positions that require 3 to 5 years of experience. Like, how is someone supposed to get experience if every entry-level job requires experience they don't have yet?
The whole application process has become this massive time sink. You spend 4 to 6 hours perfecting your application, writing custom samples, researching the company, and then crickets, or you get the classic, we've decided to go with another candidate email 3 weeks later.
What's really frustrating is when you do land content writing jobs, the rates haven't kept up with the skill requirements. They want someone who can do SEO research, content strategy, social media planning, analytics analysis, and conversion optimization, basically 5 different roles for the price of basic blog writing.
But here's what's really interesting. I've been talking to writers who've completely stepped away from this whole job application hamster wheel and found something way more sustainable.
Really? Because honestly, I was starting to think decent content writing work just didn't exist anymore. Between the low rates and the impossible competition, it feels like you need to be incredibly lucky just to find consistent work.
So instead of competing for content writing jobs, these writers are creating their own content opportunities by publishing books on Amazon. And before you're like, but I'm not a novelist, we're talking about the same type of content you'd write for clients.
Wait, hold up. You mean like business books, how-to guides, that kind of thing? Because that actually sounds way more interesting than writing 10 tips for better email marketing for the 1,000th time.
Exactly. Think about all the content briefs you've seen. Productivity guides, marketing strategies, lifestyle content, industry insights. You can write books on these same topics, but instead of getting paid once and never seeing revenue again, you earn royalties every time someone buys your book.
That's actually brilliant. So instead of writing a content piece about social media strategy for $200 and never earning from it again, you could write a social media guide that potentially earns $200 plus every month.
That's precisely it. And Amazon handles everything. The platform, payment processing, global distribution, customer service. You just focus on creating valuable content, which is what content writers already do.
This is blowing my mind right now. You're telling me I could use my content writing skills, but actually build something that belongs to me instead of constantly hunting for the next client project?
And the market research is way better than guessing what clients want. Amazon shows you exactly what's selling through their bestseller rank system. You can see real demand data instead of hoping your pitch gets approved.
How does this compare to the content writing job market, though? Because I feel like I've been conditioned to think that traditional employment is the only safe option.
Here's the thing. Amazon pays up to 70% royalties on book sales. If your book sells for $9.99, you keep about $7. Now compare that to content writing jobs where you might spend 8 hours writing an article for $200 and that's it. You never see another penny from that work.
And speaking of alternative approaches to content writing careers, this is exactly what KindleRiches.com has figured out. They've created a complete system for writers who are tired of the job application grind.
Yes, what I love about their approach is they understand the content writer mindset. They're not teaching generic business advice. They're showing writers how to use the skills they already have to build sustainable income.
The success stories are pretty incredible, too. Jennifer went from constantly applying for content writing positions to earning $8,750 a month with 27 published books. That's the kind of income stability every freelance writer dreams about.
And Michael's story hits different for me. He was doing the whole technical writing job hunt thing, applying for positions, going through interview processes. Now he's running an $11,200 monthly publishing business using the same expertise.
What's really getting me excited is Sarah's situation. She's a parent who needed flexible content work that would fit around her schedule. Traditional content writing jobs are notorious for expecting immediate availability, but she's making $4,300 monthly, working just 8 hours a week on her own terms.
The creative freedom aspect is huge, too. Instead of writing whatever random topic a client assigns, you get to choose subjects you're genuinely interested in and knowledgeable about.
And you're building professional credibility. Instead of being an anonymous content writer, you become a published author. That completely changes how people perceive your expertise.
David's approach was really smart. He used this to supplement his job search efforts. While he was still applying for content writing positions, he built up $2,800 in monthly passive income in just 4 months. That takes so much pressure off the job hunt.
Can we talk about the skills transfer? Because I think a lot of content writers don't realize how perfectly their abilities translate to book publishing.
Absolutely. If you know how to do keyword research for SEO content, you can optimize books for Amazon search algorithm. If you understand audience targeting for content marketing, you can identify profitable book niches.
And if you're used to writing compelling blog posts and articles, creating book content is just extending that same skill set. The format might be different, but the core abilities are identical.
What's really liberating is not having to deal with difficult clients anymore. No more scope creep, no more unpaid revisions, no more waiting weeks to get paid for work you've already completed.
Plus, you're not limited by geography. Content writing jobs often have location restrictions or time zone requirements, but with publishing, your potential readers are global.
Before we wrap up, I want to circle back to KindleRiches.com for anyone listening who's frustrated with the traditional content writing job market.
Definitely. At just $7, it's literally less than what you'd spend on coffee while scrolling through job boards. And they have a 30-day guarantee, so there's no risk in exploring this alternative approach.
What I appreciate most is that it's designed specifically for content writers. It's not generic business advice. It's a systematic approach for writers who want to build sustainable income using skills they already have.
Content writers, you have valuable abilities. Stop letting the job market undervalue them. There are better ways to build a writing career than competing for scraps in an oversaturated marketplace.
That's our show for today. Remember, your content creation skills are assets. Make sure you're building something that pays you more than once. Until next time, keep creating.